24. Welcome back. We are in Dallas. Technically, we're in Arlington, Texas, and we are broadcasting live from the Catholic Marketing Network trade show, which wraps up today at 1 o'clock Central, 2 o'clock Eastern. It's been a blast, and we had so much fun chatting with Sarah Reinhardt yesterday. She had a book signing with her publisher, Ave Maria Press, and I had one with my publisher for my latest book wrapped up, which is Servant, Franciscan Media. And so we attended each other's book signing yesterday. You had a lot of people there yesterday, girlfriend. Good morning.
I credit the lot of people I had with Lisa Hendy. Like, that is the
secret.
You're
very humble.
The Lisa Hendy pull. You know, she's a rock star, and people go see her.
She's adorable. I love her.
Good reason for going to see her. And then you showed up at the book signing, and you know, you brought your own crowd of people, so
it's like I
travel with around magnetic people, and you know, this is a great place to be if you want to be around magnetic people.
Now, you spoke also yesterday at the Catholic Writers Guild. What were you talking about, marketing as well? Because I know you have a degree in marketing.
I do. I was actually talking about blogging 101 and how to.
Oh, good.
I get a lot of questions from other writers, and you know, publishers are always telling writers, you need a platform and you need a blog to get a platform. So
right.
I addressed some of that, I hope.
So you think it went well? Because we had a blast. We came after you, and
yeah.
We had my whole team up there, and they had a lot of really good questions.
Yeah, I thought it went really well, and there were good questions afterwards, and I got some great feedback. So
good.
It was always fun to be in groups.
Well,
like that.
Tell me about your book, A Catholic Mother's Companion to Pregnancy, Walking with Mary from Conception to Baptism. It sounds like a good idea. Always walking with Mary is a good idea.
I think so, too. It is a book that, in some ways, I wish I'd had when I was pregnant. It starts out with conception, and every week of your pregnancy, you have some reflection, you have a small piece of what's going on with the pregnancy, but it's really more about addressing how the physical impacts the spiritual. And there it says walking with Mary because there's a Marian component to every part of the book. There's a section then, so you have every week of pregnancy, 40 weeks, and then there's a section of the book on labor and delivery and approaching that from a spiritual standpoint, and then there's a section on preparing for baptism. So, and I think that's a component that's really unaddressed in mm-hmm. pregnancy books that are out there. You know, how do you prepare as a parent for baptism? Because when you have your infant child baptized, you are taking responsibility. And I work in a parish, and I see these, I've been that mom. Like, you just go have your kid baptized,
exactly.
Right? That's what
yeah,
you
that's
do.
That's what you do as a Catholic,
but,
right?
Wow, how do I need to prepare myself? I am taking responsibility for that kid's soul. That's way bigger than just having a kid. That is, you know, I'm putting myself on the line in a whole different way and entrusting that kid. Our priest always jokes, like, no more pagan babies, we're getting them baptized. But it's, I mean, beyond that, underneath that joke, we're welcoming them into the family of God. And how do we do that? And how, you know, do we prepare ourselves? And how can we make that, you know, significant in our own spiritual lives?
Do you think, that's a great point, but do you think that, I would say, from what I've seen, and I'm a lot older than you, but most parents that I know, and my husband and I didn't have any children, but when I've been to a gazillion baptisms, you know,
right.
Volunteering in the church and helping out, whatever, it doesn't seem, and I'm thanking God that the parents are there, bringing their children in for baptism to receive the sacraments, but I wonder what's going on in their mind, and do they realize that now that this child is baptized, as you said, that the catechesis has to start with them? And so what kind of preparation do you recommend in the book for parents who are getting their kids baptized?
One of the main things, I think, is thinking about it before, like, just even realizing that in my own work within our parish and seeing these young parents, like, they know they need to get their kid baptized. Like, that's just, like, the given. It's on the checklist. But to think about it while you're still pregnant, to be reflecting on the baptism of your baby, like, even just that sitting still and being with God and thinking about that, like, I'm giving my child back to God in some ways with that baptism. And there's like a catechesis that we need to do for ourselves. And I, you know, the ongoing thing that you hear, like, especially from people in your generation, Teresa, is that the catechesis when you were growing up was terrible.
Terrible.
And, you know, I'd like to say it's so much better now because I'm a catechist.
Well, how old
in my
are you,
parish,
if you don't mind me asking?
35,
oh,
but
35,
I've only
okay.
been Catholic for 11 years.
You're a convert,
years.
Okay.
But I'm involved in my parishes, you know, religious education. And when I see the kids now, the catechesis is something that has to start with parents. And our priest preaches that. And but I think that's such a huge thing that feels so impossible. As a parent myself, I'm like, oh no, I can't even think about that. It's going to make me pass out and give up.
Mm-hmm.
But there are small things we can do, like just praying in front of our children is a huge lesson for them in who we're trusting and where we're putting our priorities, right? Going to Mass every week and not showing up 5 minutes late and leaving right after communion.
Right.
Tells your, like, it shows your kids a huge thing, you know, talking on the way home about what we heard at Mass or preparing ahead of time, you know, like catechesis. And if we're not educating ourselves, so that's why there's a section on baptism, like, what is baptism? Mm-hmm. Where does it come from? Why do we baptize our infants? Like, do people even understand that? So I go through some of that in this section of the book and help, and I encourage the moms who are reading this, talk to your husbands, you know, involve dad in this as well. As you're choosing your godparents, here are things you should consider. Like, it shouldn't just be Aunt Sally because she's your sister or
and
whatever.
She wasn't the maid of honor at your wedding, so you're going to make her the godmother because she has to get the,
in my own family. Now, this said, when we chose godparents, like, there are family traditions, and in our family, there's a tradition that the godparents are sort of like that close sibling or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But each of my kids have three godparents. They have that Catholic godparent, like the person who I know is responsible for my kid's soul, and they are taking it just as seriously as I do. Then they have that sort of, token godparent, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
But that said, I think each of those token godparents, and I hate, that is not even the right way to say it. Mm-hmm. I love you all, godparents. But they, I think, with the knowing what we put into choosing our godparents, even those non-Catholic godparents take it seriously. Like, my husband has a brother and sister-in-law who are not Catholic, and they're godparents for one of our children. And I think they take the Catholicism of our children just as seriously as we do.
Which is good to know. Now, for you as a convert, what was it that, in the sacraments, what did that mean to you that you could have these sacraments available to you now?
Dude, does anything rock more than the sacraments? I mean, like, the most ignored, like, we all, they're so common, it's like, you know, a good pair of shoes. You put them on and you can just forget that they're there because they're taking care of you. But, yeah, no, I don't even really have good words for that. But, yeah, I love the sacraments.
Is it, when you were a Protestant, what did you think of Catholics when they went to baptize their kids and you heard about confirmation? Did you know
it? No, it never even hit my radar.
No?
No, didn't even think about it. And I don't even know, my family is not Catholic, and I don't know, it's just such a Catholic tradition to baptize infants that I don't think they even, you know, they just, oh yeah, Catholics baptize their infants. That's what Catholics do. Yes, but do you know why?
Did they ever ask you?
Not in so many words, but we've had discussions about it, and when it feels like a confrontational conversation with them, I usually back off of it, because
mm-hmm.
then it's like talking, you know, politics or religion.
Right.
And it gets too, I turn into like trying to convert my family, which does not work.
That's a hard one.
Not my job. Mm-hmm. It's the Holy Spirit's job, not me.
Well, let's take a quick break. It's 8:33. We're having a great conversation with Sarah Reinhardt, and her book is A Catholic Mother's Companion to Pregnancy. It's published by Ave Maria Press, and my friend Lisa Hendy wrote the foreword. Now, you've got like all of my, and we're all the, well, except for Jennifer, she's your age, but you've got all the old chicks on here. You got me. We're not old. We're young at heart. Lisa Hendy, Donna Marie Cooper Boyle, who's adorable, Jennifer Fulwell, who's your age. We had lunch with her yesterday. Wednesday we had lunch with her. And someone that really is near and dear to my heart, Elizabeth Ficicelli. Isn't she fun?
She is.
Yep. Good. Well, she's actually an IBM. Did you know what an IBM is? Italian by marriage.
You have your own.
I'm an FBI, full-blooded Italian. She's an IBM, Italian by marriage. So you can just remember that.
I need my own letters after my name.
There you go. Something for a convert, right? We'll have to come up with it. Let's take a break. If you have a question, the four mom, author, speaker, blogger, Sarah Reinhardt. Let's see.
Hallie Lord on the
podcast. Oh, Hallie.
Right.
She's great.
She's my age.
Okay. Well, she actually endorsed my new book.
Oh, yeah. I don't blame her.
Well, thank you. Well, I want to talk about marketing when we come back.
Oh.
Yeah, because I know you gave my publisher a really good compliment about the little
bling.
Bling that we have. Yeah. You know, I look at me this morning. It's 8 o'clock and I've got my bling on.
You're waking me up, Teresa. I haven't had enough coffee yet, and your bling is helping me to...
Well, we're saving electricity bill. We don't have to turn on the lights.
Oh, stop it!
That's awesome.
A Catholic Mother's Companion to Pregnancy, Walking with Mary from Conception to Baptism. Sarah Reinhardt in the house, and she's a doll. We had a lot of fun yesterday. She had a book signing along with Lisa through Ave Maria Press, and then we had her book signing at Servant, which was way fun, and she came over and was like jumping up and down and waving, and like we were making a scene at each other's book signing, like, oh my gosh, it's Sarah Reinhardt!
Dude, yeah, somebody needs to be awake at this conference. Like, what is it with Catholics and being like, hello, hello, Sarah, could you be quiet? No, I will not be quiet.
Way to go.
Let's be happy.
Rock on, sister. 877-573-7825. More with Sarah when we come back on a Friday morning. It's early in the morning. It is about 7:42 Central Time. And Sarah Reinhardt, I knew this was going to be fun because when I met her for the first time yesterday, she was just so funny and just nice to be with and, like me, just a lot of energy.
I must be Italian somewhere.
Somewhere in your genes.
I will now claim being Italian.
All right.
If it makes me like Teresa.
Oh, please. Anyway, the book is A Catholic Mother's Companion to Pregnancy, Walking with Mary from Conception to Baptism. And what I really loved when I was going through this book, I'm looking at this and the way you have it broken down, obviously, at the different fetal stages of development. I want to give this to all the people at Planned Parenthood. And I mean that with all sincerity, to read this in terms of understanding, getting a deeper understanding that this is a child in the womb. This is a soul. And you also have some things in here that I thought were interesting that I didn't realize. You talk about depression during pregnancy, some serious issues. This is not, I mean, it's very uplifting at the same time because you're walking with the mom. But then you're talking about depression. You're talking about how do you face a child that you know may not live, things like that. Why did you decide to include those aspects of it as well?
I think it was about a year, 18 months ago, my best friend lost a baby. And it was one of the most, I had just had a baby myself. And watching her, she was nervous about being pregnant and had some complications. But when she lost that baby, it ripped her apart. Now, I have seen other women bury babies, too, like within my husband's family. And if I talk about it, I'm going to turn into just a crying mess on your show, which is no good.
That's okay. I do that quite often, so don't worry about it.
Well, then, maybe it's not so bad. But I have seen and been personally touched and converted by these women who stand at the foot of a different cross than I stand at. And I have watched them bury their children, and it has changed me. And it is part of being a woman and being a mother. And it is something that we don't or can't talk about. And it was very much on my heart when I talk about pregnancy that not all pregnancies end up the way we want them to. I mean, it's like life. And one of my friends, as I was working on that same friend, as I was working on this book, we were talking about how this is not a Catholic version of what to expect when you're expecting. I do not go through and say exhaustively, this is what happens with your baby. You can go online and learn fetal development. Like, there are scientific places.
Right.
That's sort of like an introduction to each part. But talking about miscarriage, talking about depression during pregnancy is no walk in the park. It sucks a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, I actually, at one point, one of my early readers of the manuscript was like, Sarah, we get it. You don't like to be pregnant. Go on. Go beyond that. But, I mean, I think so often the people who want to be pregnant, like, we're not allowed to say, I don't like this. And we don't like it when we lose a baby or when we have a miscarriage.
Or when you're just pretty darn uncomfortable during the pregnancy. Right.
And my one friend said, you know, when you look in with her first miscarriage many years ago, she said she opened what to expect when you're expecting. She said, I didn't have a good Catholic basis of friends or anywhere really to turn. She opened what to expect when you're expecting. There's nothing in there about miscarriage. She goes, I didn't know where to turn and I needed some support. And I have not personally experienced this, but I know a lot of women who have. So I try to tap into that network of other people I know. And we got some just beautiful and heart-touching contributions to this book that deal with what do you do when you get that test and you know the baby's going to be dead when it's born? What do you do? How do you deal with that? I mean, you're not going to be reading this book with the joy that most people approach pregnancy, right? But yet, you still have to go through with that pregnancy. What is that like? And why is there nothing out there to support those women?
Why are we afraid to talk about that?
And why don't we talk about it? It is hard, and you know, it makes everybody I know get a little bit silent and still, and it should, because we all know at some level, like you said, that is a child and a soul. Why do we only acknowledge that when we are losing a baby we want as opposed to...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a sorrow in that. And so hopefully there are resources and words within this book. And hopefully the walking with Mary. I mean, Mary didn't have a walk in the park either. You know, that was not easy.
But see, I think that's an important point. And I've learned a lot about that since going over to Israel so many times and actually being there and getting to know the land. And you think of the conditions there now. I mean, obviously it's modern. They have the modern conveniences. But in terms of the structure of the way the houses are still built and the way people have to traverse differently than we do, and when the fact that she actually went from, you know, Nazareth over to Ein Kerem for the visitation, which they historically and traditionally they mark these spots, and they know from things that have been handed down and in many ways the archaeological things that are left behind for us to discover. But to think of what she put up with, we have this image of her never getting her feet soiled, or never, I mean, she didn't, probably most of the time didn't wear shoes or wore sandals. And as Steve Ray always says, just realistically, Mary was walking through the streets. Well, there weren't streets back then. You know, there was mud, and it was usually mixed in with certain animal byproducts, shall we say. But we have this image of, oh, everything's got to be so, so perfect, and we don't look at them as real people.
Right. That's so true. You know? And Mary was a real person. In fact, I joke that, like, the reason I can have a devotion to Mary is now, especially now that I have a little son, and I'm like, oh, my word, the way I have looked at Jesus, my whole relationship with him has changed now that I have a child in the house who has a constant death wish. Like, I mean, you have to laugh if you have sons in your life. Jesus must have been a little boy. And now I have a better idea of what that means. But what does that mean for my relationship with Mary? But, like, knowing that she was a mom of a boy, too, makes me look at Jesus differently, and it makes me closer to him. He was a little boy, and she probably held him the same way I hold my little toddler and sniffed his head and went, okay, this is going to last 2 more seconds. I better enjoy it, because then he's off, you know, doing some adventure, bringing home rocks and
snakes and
animal byproducts, shall we say. You know, I mean, just I had this vision of her, like, she probably had to run after him sometimes.
Well, there's that beautiful scene in the Passion of the Christ, remember, where
oh,
Jesus
I
falls
love, that is my
and she runs
scene.
After him and picks him up and comforts him. Yeah,
my I love in that movie how they make her, like, there's a relationship there that we all have
that bond,
with people
the mother,
in our
son.
Life. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It is.
But that's what's really, really good about this, is it's a real book. It's not flowery. I mean, it's beautifully written, but
it
it's like, okay, this
flowery.
Is the deal, ladies. This is life.
Yes.
It is amazing to have a child. This is an amazing thing, but there are also struggles along the way. But you can handle it, because we've got the answer in the Catholic Church, in the saints, in our Blessed
right.
Mother. There are ways that you can, you don't have to be alone in this walk.
The structure of the book, each week of pregnancy and even throughout labor and delivery, for me, the thing I'm always gripping, and I use the image of holding Mary's hand, and for me, it is the rosary. And when I put my rosary in my hand, I'm holding Mary's hand. And now that I have small children, I have a daughter who does that to me all the time. She is always like, if we are like this, she is reaching up with her hand and putting her hand in mine. And I like to think that that is me and Mary. And I use that image a lot throughout this book, maybe exhaustively. But I think it's something, as mothers, we need to know there's another mother who's with us, right? She's walking with us. She's supporting us. She knows, too. Like, it wasn't great for her, and yet she kept going. And she kept saying yes. And she gives us that model for continuing to say yes.
And I think also that we, as Catholic women, have to be real about life. I think sometimes we pick up these magazines and we see women who sit there and they have, you know, the perfect house and they make the perfect pies and all the kids are dressed the same and nobody has wrinkled. Their hair is all perfect and none of the clothes, you know, are wrinkled. And that's, the average person does not live a life like that. And putting that image out there, it's just making us feel worse about who we are. Not that we have to be slobs and not take care of ourselves, but real life is real life.
It's messy.
Exactly. And I'm glad that you're honest about that. The book is A Catholic Mother's Companion to Pregnancy, Walking with Mary, From Conception to Baptism. Sarah Reinhardt will wrap up a Friday morning edition of Catholic Connection, our first hour of the program, when we come back, 877-573-7825. And the best way to get the book, AveMariaPress.com?
Yes.
And what's your blog?
SnoringScholar.com.
Snoring Scholar. That sounds like you.
Thank you.
A funny name, a cute little funny name.
Thank you.
Yeah, because you're cute and you're funny.
Well, so are you.
We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 8:54. Having fun talking with Sarah Reinhardt. She's a blogger. She's a mom. She's an author. And she's just such a sweetheart. And we had a blast yesterday meeting in person for the first time. I've been a fan of her blog, though. I forgot the name of it, so thank you for reminding me.
Well, thank you for plugging it on the air.
Yeah, yeah. And the this book is endorsed by, I would say, just about a who's who of women in the Catholic world, especially women who are really addressing the culture. Mm-hmm. Hallie Lord, who also endorsed my latest book, Wrapped Up. And then we also have Elizabeth Ficcocelli, Jennifer Fulwire. She's fantastic.
She is.
Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle, Lisa Hendy. I wish Lisa could have stayed. She had to go take her son to college.
Yeah, mom duty has to trump everything, right?
Yes, yes. Well, she's a dear. She's taking a year off, she said, to take care of her family.
I salute her.
Because you have to, that must be a tough decision because
it is.
You got to stay out there and keep yourself up and, you know, but she'll be fine. She'll come back with
guilty them. Confession. I almost wasn't here because of mom duty.
Really?
I have a kid who broke an arm and almost needed surgery. We weren't sure until like Monday. So, yeah.
Well, it's always something before
you
leave.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that the truth?
Yeah. So, well, it's great to meet you in person. And what are you blogging about right now? I mean, what do you think is your biggest issue that you've been concentrating on?
Today, the post is about, I've been on Fridays having family fun ideas because it's my ongoing struggle. And I have another book, if I can plug my other book,
sure,
Catholic
absolutely.
Family Fun. You like how I worked that in there?
Very good.
But on Fridays, I have been blogging about family fun ideas and things, simple things, because I have to keep it real and there is no crafty bone in my body, so we have to.
So what do you do?
Oh, last week it was have a picnic in the backyard, but we live in the middle of the country, so the backyard is big. But, you know, something simple that gets your family together, gives you a chance to be together, because that is precious time that we should all prioritize. And it's so hard to actually get it together. So,
what did you have
for
the picnic?
I can't remember what this week's post is. I'm sitting here going, whatever my kids will eat, string cheese, bologna rolls, potato chips, and lots of chocolate.
There you go. Sounds like a fun picnic to me.
Yeah,
Well, good stuff. Well, God bless you. Keep up the great work.
You too.
You're a ball of energy, and it's fun to. I got to have you on the program more.
I agree.
Your people will talk to my people.
Okay.
All right.
God bless.
We have people? Do we have people?
We have people.
We have people. Good to see you, sweetie.
Mine are just shorter. Yeah.
AveMariaPress.com, Sarah Reinhardt. It's a great book, and this would be a wonderful gift for someone expecting and even someone struggling maybe with many of the issues associated with bringing a new life into the world. A Catholic Mother's Companion to Pregnancy, Sarah Reinhardt. Stay strong, sweetheart.
You
God
too.
Love you. Nice to
God
meet you
bless.
In person. We'll be right back on the National Hour of Catholic Connection.